2 years ago, I made a decision to begin the retirement process after 26 years in direct sales. And I was kind of at the height of my career when I made that decision, but I felt a calling to begin coaching and working with other leaders, specifically other leaders in, you know, that are entrepreneurs or in direct sales and network marketing businesses. And lately, I've been working on some new programs to bring to my friends in direct sales and network marketing that I wish I had had. And because I've been working on those programs, it really has gave me time to really reflect on and think about what were the habits, the resources, the mentors that helped me be successful, but also what were the things that I wish I knew or the tools that I wish I had had when I was in the middle of my success journey in direct sales and leading my team to big, audacious goals. And my hope is if you are a leader of a network marketing team or a direct sales team, that you listen to this podcast and you take what I share and use it so you can discover huge success, not just in your business, but in life in general. All right, my friends, grab that notebook and pen because you are definitely going to want to take some notes today. Welcome to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast, where we are changing the wave of the future. Like it or not, the world has changed, and as an exceptional leader, you have to change with it or risk being left behind. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I'm here to help you navigate this new leadership style. Inside the podcast, you'll discover what your team really wants and needs from you, how to tap into your God-given talents, how to increase your productivity with a strengths-based team, and how to realign with your North Star to truly enjoy your work and your life. This podcast will inspire and empower you today so you can elevate your influence into the future. If you're ready to step out of your comfort zone, then untie those dock lines and jump on board as we begin navigating your leadership. All right, my friends, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to give a shout out to one of the people who took a few moments to put a review for the Navigating Your Leadership podcast. And I haven't mentioned this in a while, but reviews are a huge thing for podcasters. Why? Because reviews let other podcast listeners know that, hey, this one podcast of all the millions out there is worth listening to. And today's podcast review comes from Fred Joyle. And he says, great insights for leadership. Sherry really dials in on what's necessary in the new leadership with great guests and her extensive experience in business and team growth. You'll find this podcast drives you to higher performance and fulfillment in your career. A must listen. Thank you, Fred, for taking a minute to send a review. I really, truly do appreciate it. All right. As I mentioned earlier, friends, you know, I've been doing a lot of reflecting on my 26-year career in the network marketing field. And I just wanted to share some things. You know, I narrowed it down to about five things that I wish I had known about, or I wish I had understood, or I wish somebody had coached me on, or tools that I wish I had had that I know would have made that time of my life, which was so important to me, even easier. And I want to gift this to you because you may be where I was, say, 24 years ago before I decided to retire, where you've reached a level of success, but that success is kind of coming at a higher price tag than you thought it should. And you realize that if not checked, it could leave you wondering if it's worth the cost to have all the achievements that you've already had. Or maybe you're at a place where you have achieved a lot, but you're starting to feel stuck again. And, you know, sometimes we can be stuck at a level that others would love to achieve, but we just feel stuck nonetheless. And stuck is stuck, and it's not a fun place to be. So my hope is that today you'll hear some thoughts or some tools that you can take and get unstuck and or put into your business so that you can continue to thrive and flourish without feeling like the price is too high to pay, because we don't want to burn out. And we want to be able to have that harmony in all the things. And, you know, even if you are at the height of your career and life, and maybe you're feeling like, I'm not stuck. I'm good, Sherry. I got this going on. I don't need another idea right now. I would invite you to still listen with an open heart and open ears, because you might be leading somebody who feels the way I did back 20 something years ago when I was in the middle or the height of building my business. And this could be your chance to grasp something and say, oh, I can be that coach for that person. I can be that mentor for my team members. All right, I'm also going to pause here to apologize, because if you haven't noticed, a little raspy today. I have been battling a head cold. So give me grace in that today. If you're new to the episode, this is not my normal voice here today, but I think we can muddle through this together, because I really feel like this is such an important topic to talk about. All right. So what are these five thoughts, areas, tools that I wish I had at my fingertips, or that I wish I knew that I know would have made a difference in my career? So number one, I wish I really understood the concept of not comparing myself with others, but that instead I was able to look at my own unique gifts, talents, and ultimately my strengths to shine. You know, it's been said, we've heard this many times before, that we often compare others' highlight reel with our bloopers, especially on social media. And I heard this a lot in direct sales, you know, when I was leading my team, but I don't think I ever really took it to heart. And I found myself constantly wondering, why can't I be like so-and-so? Or why does it seem so easy for her? Or wow, that's such a great idea that helped her be successful. I should do that too. That was the worst for me. I'm learners in my top 10, so I love to learn new ideas. And I would take so many ideas that I saw others using to be successful and try to make them my own. And usually that had me coming up short. And I didn't really understand why. A lot of times I would doubt my own abilities, or I would just feel like, oh, you know, what's wrong with me? And every time I had those thoughts, I just felt frustrated. Maybe you've been there. But here's the reality that I now know, that I wish I knew back then, is that we all have talents and strengths that we've been blessed with. But we need to discover them and then learn how to intentionally use them to create our own success. Yes, we can look at these other women or men that we want to emulate. We can take some of the ideas they teach us, but we have to tweak them and make them our own. And I wish I had known that and really understood how to tap into my strengths and also, of course, manage my weaknesses. We all have those as well that we need to learn to manage. I was blessed to have a strengths coach, but it didn't happen until almost the end of my career. And I think back today of like, wow, where could I have been if I really understood all my talents and strengths? What would my career path have looked like? For me, it was came a little too late, but for you, I hope it comes just in time. The second thing I wish I knew was I wish I knew how to work with my key players as individuals. We were told all the time we had to get our systems in place, or in the corporate America, we would call those SOPs, standard operating procedures. We had all the trainings, and I took that so ingrained that, okay, I need my systems and just stick to my systems. If I stick to my systems, I will be successful. And my husband laughs because he used to hate that when I would come home from a workshop or listen to somebody, he's like, here we go again. Sherry's got to work on her systems. And what I know now is systems made me stuck. yes, we need some SOPs in anything we do, but I got so fixated on having systems that I wasn't as flexible as I needed to be a great leader. I didn't understand that just like what I mentioned in number one for myself and my own talents and strengths is that every one of my team members each had their own unique talents and strengths. And I didn't have the tools to tap into them and let them shine. I just tried to put them in certain boxes. I had systems for, you know, the leaders, and I had systems for those that were personal use, and I had systems for those who had potential, and I had systems for those who really didn't even want to hear from me. But I didn't have individual process for working with each person as a unique human being with unique strengths, with unique needs. And as I've been tapping into, you know, being a Clifton Strengths coach, and definitely with the High Performing Teams program, I now see that that's exactly what I needed to look at each person as an individual. And what I realize now is when the leader can let go of the "this is the way we do it" mentality and encourage instead of controlling, or yet worse yet, doing it for them, all things work better. I did get this right a few times, and I had a few team members even thank me for letting them create their own path to success. But I'll be honest, when that did happen, it was kind of by accident. I didn't realize I was even doing that. And had I known then how important it was, I would have been more intentional on really helping others create their own unique path to success, to really realize they have a unique gift. And a lot of times, I even got annoyed when they were trying to use their own gifts and talents instead of following the proven system that worked for the company. Number three, very similar to what we just covered in number two, but I wish I had the tools to help me communicate with each person based on their unique talents and strengths. You know, a talent, and you've heard me talk about this before, your talents, according to Gallup, are how you naturally think, feel, and behave. And I had the manual of how to have effective conversations, but it was written by, you know, a successful national sales director, or by Mary Kay Ash herself, because I was in Mary Kay, or other successful people, but it was written from their point of view based on their talents and strengths. So it didn't really fit with everybody. There's 34 different talents and strengths. So if the manual was written by one point of view, it's not going to work for everybody. And I'll be honest, today, I look at the tools that are offered by Eda Grow and the High Performing Teams program, and I can't tell you how many times I say to my husband or other clients that, oh my gosh, I wish I had had this as a sales director. It would have saved me so much frustration. Because at your fingertips, when you're in the High Performing Teams program, you have all of your key people's top 10 strengths, which is really helpful to have. But more importantly, you actually have at your fingertips conversation starters based on each person's individual strengths. And whether you're needing to have a conversation to help motivate that person, maybe you need to solve a conflict, maybe you want to praise that person, or maybe you need to offer some, you know, you need to critique something they're doing. The High Performing Teams program actually gives you conversation starters to do all of those conversations. And it helps you have real, meaningful conversations that I know would have made such a big difference for my team members had I had that tool. And I had a ton of conversations, like thousands and thousands and thousands of conversations with the people I was leading throughout my career. And some were 5 minutes, some were a couple of hours. But I know most of them never had the impact I could have made if I had had that tool, where I could have really tapped into what do they need to hear from me in order to be motivated to become successful? How can I avoid conflict by having great conversations? How can I really praise somebody that's going to resonate with them? Because in the direct sales network marketing field, we're huge on praising people to success. But are we praising in a way that's meaningful to them? Usually not. Usually we praise people based on how we want to be praised and receive recognition, which may totally fall flat to them. I think of all five that I'm sharing today, this is the one that I really, really, really wish I had had. I wish I had had this tool. I really think it's gold for any leader in the direct sales network marketing field. Number four, I wish I knew how to balance the need to compete with celebrating the small wins. For my team, and also really for me, you know, I remember a day after we just finished our best year ever in my career. Our team had just sold over $350,000 in products. And we wrapped up that prestigious pink Cadillac, something we've been shooting for so long. It was a great victory, and it was a fun celebration. But I swear it was less than 24, maybe 48 hours when I started to feel the pressure. Mind you, it was my own pressure to be successful, but it was pressure on me to begin the race again. And I remember having a conversation with one of my power partners and saying to her, who had also just come off of her most successful year, "Is it ever enough?" And I said, "Is it ever going to be enough?" And especially if you're like I am and you love to achieve more, you love to live full out, you love to play full out, you love to achieve things. You love to be on the scoreboard for whatever reason that motivates you. It does. But sometimes there's that place like, is it ever enough? That there's always another rung on the ladder to achieve. There's always another place to go. And I wish I had had a good coach or mentor who would understand and show me how to really find that balance of having that need to compete. That's a good, healthy thing. But it can be unhealthy if we don't know how to balance it with learning how to celebrate each step along the way and to truly sit in the victory of the accomplishments that we've had so we can balance out that need to compete and that need to achieve with feeling good about where we are. And I am going to have an upcoming episode on, is competition healthy? And spoiler alert, the answer is yes and no. So we'll talk more about that in an upcoming episode. But for now, I just wish I was able to really balance that better. And it's still a struggle for me. I have to work hard at this. And I'm wondering who else out there struggles with that too. That need for competing and having those metrics met and being on the scoreboard and achieving great things, but yet also wanting to celebrate the small milestones along the way. Number five, I wish I was encouraged to slow down, to speed up. I wish I knew earlier in my career that the hustle is better left as a dance from the 70s versus how to live and run a business. And I think for many, you're starting to figure that out. You know, but when I was working my business, hustle was a big thing. The hustle and grind, we talked about grinding and all of that. And you know, it never really resonated with me, but I tried to take on that mindset. And you know what hustle and grind equals? It equals burnout. And I remember being told so often, well, just work really hard for a few years and you can have anything you want the rest of your life. And that was the mentality that I took to heart. And, you know, that 3 months or, you know, a lot of times we were at the end of the year and we'd have that 3 month push. I know a lot of you are at that right now. I'm recording this at the beginning of April. And if a lot of direct sales businesses I know and different companies all end in June. So you're at that 3 month, 4 month final push of the year. And that we got in that mentality of let's put the pedal to the metal. And again, I kind of thrive in that environment, but to do it over and over and over again, year in, year out, it can be exhausting. And what I realize is we get into this mindset of, I just got to work harder. I just got to do more. And we just go at full speed, full out, wrapping up big goals. When in reality, the best way to hit huge goals is sometimes to pause. It's sometimes to sit quietly, because it's the quiet that brings us the best ideas. It's when we are quiet that we can be still and hear our inner guidance leading us to the next best decision. I have self-assurance as number three. So this is huge for me. And again, this is something I wish I knew more about. I wish I understood my self-assurance more when I was in direct sales. And looking back, I can recognize when I did this, that's when we had the best years. And that's when I had more harmony in my life. And when things felt like they were almost easy. Never easy, but they were almost easy. They were easier than some years that I didn't even accomplish as much. And I see this with others in business of all kinds. Sometimes we're so busy just running towards that next goal, or we're reading the next book, we're going to the next workshop, we're taking in all these things and, you know, following this leader and that leader. We have so many voices coming at us, telling us what to do, when to do it, and just go, that we get frazzled and we forget to just pause, stop, listen to a few select voices that resonate with your talents and strengths. The other thing I always, when I was at my best, was when I stopped to really listen for divine guidance. For me, that's God. What is God directing me to do? And then to really, really get quiet and still, to again, listen to what my own gut is telling me to do. And our best year ever, I did do this well. I picked two mentors and only followed them. Now, looking back, I realized the two mentors I picked probably did not align with my talents and strengths, but at least I wasn't listening to 100 different voices. I also made sure I had a lot. I honored my quiet time every single morning, a habit I still do today, because I realize now how important that is to me, that I need that quiet time. And my own judgment, my own voice, my own self-assurance is the best guiding light for me out there, next to God's. And it was our best year. And I loved that year and I cherished that year. But it wasn't most years. Most years I got wrapped up in that do more, work harder mentality of that live like no one else so you can live like no one else. If you just sacrifice a few years, you can have everything you want in the future. And I'll be honest, that mindset never fully resonated with me. And I think it's because I treasure too much that life is short. My old mom passed away at, you know, not even 59 years old. And that's like such a footprint on my mind and my heart that we aren't promised the years ahead. So why not learn to thrive today in all areas of your life? And that why can't we just balance it out and have success, but also have harmony and enjoy life? Why can't we do both? And that's what I wish I had a great coach or mentor that would help me see that instead of hearing all the time that just keep working harder and then you can have the harmony in your life. No, we can have both right now today. And that's what I want for you. And that's what I want for the clients that I work with and coach with is to have it now. So I want to ask you, which of these five do you need support with? Which of these five resonate with you right now? And you're looking and thinking like, oh yeah, I wish I had that right now so that I can find that success in my direct sales, network marketing, leadership. What would your business look like in 90 days if you could tap into these five thoughts, these five tools, these five ways of working? What could you create? What would your entire life look like? What would shift for you if you grasped these ideas today? I'd love to invite you to reach out to me. Share which one do you need more of right now or which resonated with you the most. But then I would love to also offer you a chance, if you're looking for it, to have that mentor, that have that coach, have these tools that I mentioned. And let's see if we can work together to give you all of that. Because I want to help you tap into your natural talents and learn how to ask the tough questions of yourself, but also of the people that you lead, to have those bold conversations with those entrusted to you so you can truly empower others. And I really want to help you create harmony in your business and your life, so you can flourish and thrive today and into the future. So if that sounds great to you and what you're looking for, let's talk. Let's just see if we're meant to work together. Maybe, maybe not. But at the very least, we can have a great conversation around at least one of these ideas, and we can work through one of them to help you find that success. And remember, friends, that life is short, so we have to enjoy the journey as we become the person God designed us to be. And we can thrive as we sail to success in all areas of life. Before we close out this podcast, I just want to let you know what's on deck for Navigating Your Leadership Live. So we have some of the upcoming episodes you can look forward to will be more high-performing team success stories. I have some great leaders and sharing on how their strengths have helped them become great leaders coming up. I'm also going to be sharing what I've learned in 200 podcast episodes. We are crossing over the 200th podcast, and I want to share what I've learned from doing all that. We're also going to be having an episode on how to have effective conversations as a direct sales leader. And if you missed our last Navigating Your Leadership Live, the next one's coming up on May 12th. We're going to start hosting these on the second Tuesday of the month, so you can plan ahead. And make sure you head to the Navigating Your Leadership podcast website so you can get on our mailing list for all the details on the Navigating Your Leadership Live Zoom event. We had so much fun on the last one, and I would love to see your face there on the next one. All right, my friends, go out and make it a wonderful, awesome, amazing day so you can create that life you deserve. And we'll see you back here next week.
My hope and prayer is that today's episode left you feeling inspired and empowered with some tangible steps to implement today. But honestly, the podcast is just the beginning. Through my coaching, my clients learn how to lean into their strengths to create their unique style of leadership, along with gaining strategies to create dynamic and productive teams. Teams with a mutual passion and respect for each other. Whether you just need a few small course corrections or you feel like you need an entirely new ship to lead, I do love a challenge. I'd love to invite you to send me a DM, or better yet, let's hop on a call and see how we can continue this leadership journey together. The link to book a call is in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you.